The Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge. That is new music from Black Pumas and Colors. It is 8:11 on this wet Friday morning. I'm Richard Todd. You are listening to The Morning Buzz. And we are very, very pleased to have in the studio with us on The Sound of Charleston, the mayor of Charleston, Mayor John Tecklenburg. Mayor, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Richard.
Great.
Nice to be on the buzz here on the bridge.
Well, thank you for coming in. I'm very flattered to have you in here. And Tuesday is the day for the runoff and the culmination of what has been months and months, if not longer, of campaigning, I'm sure. And, you know, I had the great fortune over the years to talk to mayors in Charleston, Mayor Riley, and other local mayors on a monthly basis on my television show on Comcast, but I have not had the pleasure of having an in-depth conversation with you like
this. I'm glad to do it.
So the first question I had to ask you is, you know, they always talk about it's always hard to follow the man. Like at John Kress at the College of Charleston, they had a hard time finding someone following him, or Dean Smith in North Carolina, or Bear Bryant in Alabama, even though I think they got that covered now with Nick Saban, or whoever comes after Coach K at Duke. Well, you came after Joe Riley, and I'm just wondering, as you approach the end of your first term here, what was that like following someone like that who was the longest-serving mayor in Charleston history?
Right. Well, there was a lot of anticipation about that and some trepidation from some folks, but I really enjoyed it. I think he's the kind of mayor you want to succeed because he had so many good things going. And we've been successful at keeping Charleston safe and successful and on a good track. And so I've just been delighted to follow him. I worked for Mayor Riley back during the 90s as director of economic development and kind of got some training under him. And it's just been a remarkable experience to listen to your citizens, to engage on what's really important in our community and work on those issues every day. I love this job. I get up every morning excited to help our brothers and sisters and our citizens in the city and work on challenges to leave Charleston a better place than I found it.
Well, I can tell that you love the job. I've seen you in action over the years, and I know that you love the job. Or as Mayor Roddy would say, wonderful. It's a wonderful job in a wonderful place like Charleston. Wonderful. But now, Mayor Tecklenburg, let me ask you the same question I recently asked Mayor Summey. Of course, it's different in North Charleston. They only needed a plurality, and he got 47% of the vote, and so he's reelected as mayor. You got 48% of the vote, but in the city of Charleston, you have to have a majority, 50% plus one.
That's right.
So when you look at the totals, and this is the same thing I asked Mayor Summey, that means that more than half the people who went to the polls did not vote for you as the incumbent.
Right.
What do you say to them as you go back to the polls on Tuesday in the runoff for those who did not vote for you or who are now weighing who to vote for in the runoff?
Right. So when you have a field of six and everybody's got their own little group of friends and supporters, it's difficult to get to 50, as Mayor Summey, I'm sure, told you. And I think he only had about 43 or 44. So I had close to 48 and a really strong first place finish. I mean, I was 14 or so points ahead. And so I feel great about next Tuesday. I'm not taking anything for granted. I ask for everyone to please come out and vote Tuesday, and I would so appreciate your vote and support and working together to make Charleston a better place. That's what we're all going to do over the next 4 years.
Now, whenever an incumbent runs, whether it's the governor, whether it's the president, or whether it's the mayor, you know, sort of as the CEO of the company or whatever, whenever an incumbent runs, they always ask, you know, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? So I want to give you the opportunity to talk about how things are better now than they were 4 years ago when you started as mayor.
Well, great. Thank you for that opportunity. And as I said, we're keeping Charleston safe and strong and successful in so many ways. Admittedly, that brings some challenges of success. And also, in addition to that, even though over a 350-year history, Charleston had built in a lot of the wrong places and filled in wetlands and filled in creeks. We have a drainage issue in the city, and in combination with extreme weather and sea level rise, which I believe is real and happening. It's risen a foot in Charleston Harbor over the last 100 years and projected to raise another 2 to 3 feet over the next 50 years. It's a real challenge. But it's not something you turn a switch and you fix it overnight. In fact, I've got so many great things happening, and I brought the expertise of the world here and the Dutch and partnered with the Corps of Engineers. We now have $100 million worth of drainage projects underway and 100 more that I've asked for funding from state and federal entities, and 100 more million in projects that are underway. I mean, there's so much good stuff happening. Just yesterday, we announced that the governor put $10 million in his budget to help us complete the Fishburn Tunnel system to extend it to the medical district, which is such an important district. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could go on and on for an hour about that topic alone. Affordable housing. I put together over $45 million for us to invest in affordable housing. Our police chief is a remarkable man that I hired, and we're working to improve our police department with this audit that we recently completed, acknowledging we got a great department, but nobody's perfect. We're working to leave things better than we found it on so many fronts, and I'm just I'm excited about it all.
You know, and you mentioned we have had good news with the governor mentioning the $10 million he's going to give towards funding towards the medical district, and then the $18.5 million grant that we got for the pedestrian and bike path across the Ashley River, and the whole idea of trying to be more connective and looking at transportation solutions and such.
That's right.
That's great news. And it's interesting that you're here on a day when it's raining and there's a coastal flood advisory because high tide is in about an hour or so from right now. I know that's a challenge. I spoke with Mayor Riley ad nauseum over the decades about it and his ways to try to address it. So, you know, one of the things that your opponent has brought up is, just take a look around, and do you feel like it's gotten better? What do you say to people who, when they take a look around, they're like, well, I still see flooding in the usual places and things like that?
Well, you don't fix these things overnight. I mean, even getting that $18 million grant from the federal government took 3 years. It takes persistence to get the governor sold and convinced to put $10 million in his budget. We've gotten those seawall battery projects started now. It's under contract. It took a couple of years to redesign it when I realized that it wasn't being built tall enough after Hurricane Matthew. So just like road projects, these complicated construction projects, drainage projects, they take a little while to get off the ground. Like I said, we've got $100 million worth of projects underway right now with $100 million more to come. I've got requests out for funding from all over the place. We're going to bond more money. There's lots of good things happening. So, I feel good about it.
I can tell that you're passionate about it, and yes, I can tell that you love your job. By the way, how are your piano skills lately?
Oh, not too bad. I don't get a lot of gigs, regular gigs anymore. They mostly let me just sit in on one song, you know, when there's a band playing. Well, I love to play.
I appreciate you being here on this gig here on the Morning Buzz, and we're going to have more with Charleston Mayor John Tecklenburg.
Richard is a piano player, too.
That's right. But nowhere near as good as you. I can guarantee that. So I know we've got some questions from some listeners as well who they've texted me at 843-225-1055. We've got Mayor Tecklenburg in the studio. The runoff is Tuesday. We're going to play some more music. We're going to pay some bills. It's 105.5 The Bridge. 105.5 The Bridge. Love that band. And Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. Hey Mama. They're part of the High Water Festival in April. That's going to be such a great festival. And of course, you keep it here on The Bridge for free tickets. And, of course, the artists that are going to be there, you'll be hearing them right here on The Sound of Charleston, as we have the mayor of Charleston, John Tecklenburg, in the studio hanging out with us as Tuesday is the runoff, and we really appreciate him coming in here on a rainy, wet Friday morning. And I want to ask you, Mayor Tecklenburg, just if you are lucky enough to be reelected on Tuesday, what are the one, two, or three top priorities that you are ready to attack and to go into as you begin a second term?
Well, the first thing is to continue the great efforts we've got going on the flooding and drainage projects. We just signed a contract to elevate the low battery seawall. That starts construction in December. We just got an announcement on the $10 million from Governor McMaster. Thank you, Governor, for extending this tunnel system that will serve the hospital district. We're getting ready to start phase two of the Forest Acres Drainage Project, which was an award-winning project, phase one was, that completed last year. We're going to continue that to serve another 335 acres of West Ashley neighborhoods. And then there's the Church Creek Drainage Basin, mm-hmm. which we had remarkable recommendations from the Dutch Dialogues. I brought the experts from the world here. So, I'm all about this issue, Richard.
You've become obsessed with flooding.
I really have. My wife thinks I'm just crazy obsessed. about this issue. You know, I used to, my dad was in the convenience store business, and when I was in high school, I was like the assistant pipe fitter. So I've always been a little bit of a frustrated plumber. Boy, has my dream come true.
Yeah, you've got some pipes and drains to worry about. Now, and you know, as mayor, the last few years, man, we have really been tested with Matthew and Irma and Florence and Dorian, much less the thousand-year flood that happened. I mean, it's been a time that's been testing our drainage system, the Charleston water system, the infrastructure as a whole. We saw the other day we had the water mains break there on Lockwood Boulevard, and I know infrastructure is a constant battle in a city that's as old as Charleston, but as beautiful and unique as Charleston. And I know that's something that you battle on a regular basis with public works and stuff there in the city.
So next year is our 350th birthday, by the way.
Was it the semi-septicentennial?
Semi-septicentennial.
Yeah, hard to we'll get
half
it down
of 700 years. So, yeah. That's right. So all kind of great things happening with that birthday party next year. But back to the infrastructure. Yeah, a lot of it's old. And this was an exciting project that I didn't mention a moment ago, is there's this network of the old sewage tunnels just 5 to 10 feet below most of the streets on the peninsula. And frankly, for decades, if not over 100 years, they've been clogged up ever since they quit using them 100 years ago. We're going to clean all those out and reline them with gunite and make them part of our stormwater system. It's an amazing potential of capacity for storage and for drainage on the whole peninsula, is to put these old, we call them the archway tunnel system, back into use. And then in addition to that, I think, you know, we added these check valves all the way around the city and in West Ashley, and it keeps tidal and stormwater from coming in. So once we connect all these old archway tunnels and make sure that we're not letting tidewater back up into them, it's going to really add to our capacity. I'm really excited about that project.
You know, a lot of people don't know. I mean, don't even realize that how the crosstown was an old creek bed. And, of course, the peninsula, a lot of it was built on fill and everything. And I know one of the things that you've had to deal with and respond to is, as we talk about all these projects and improvements and things on the work, a lot of people look around and they see a lot of cranes and a lot of hotels and a lot of people coming to Charleston. And there's that constant battle of Charleston being a community versus being a commodity. And I know that there's been a lot of criticism about the number of hotels that have been built during your time in office. And I just wanted to give you a chance to respond to the criticism, because a lot of people think that Charleston is now being altered forever because so many people want to come here and visit this great place.
Well, I knew this 4 years ago, Richard, and that's why when I ran, I called for a moratorium, but in fact, my city council did not approve or really like the concept of moratoriums. I thought it was necessary at the time. And then Councilmember Seekeen said it was unnecessary to have a moratorium. I felt that it was necessary. Anyway, it took us a couple of years to get everybody on board. We now have the toughest restrictions, I think, in the country, both for new hotel development and for short-term rentals, particularly downtown, because they had evolved into these whole house parties and disrupting neighborhoods. So we now have the country's strictest requirements on that as well. We must be vigilant and look at everything that comes along to protect this city's quality of life. There's no question about it.
How would you describe your working relationship with Charleston City Council?
At this point, very good. Last week's meeting, it was like a new day. We talked about issues. Yeah, we had some good conversation about one or another, but there was nothing personal. We're all about getting things done, and after next week, it's going to be even better.
Well, the mayor of Charleston is on the Sound of Charleston. We're going to have one more segment with Mayor John Tecklenburg. We appreciate him stopping by this morning. We're going to pay some bills, give you some more tunes, and continue the conversation with Mayor Tecklenburg here on 105.5 The Bridge. Stand by. 105.5 The Bridge. It is 8:36 on this Friday morning. I'm Richard Todd. You're listening to The Sound of Charleston, and we have the mayor of Charleston, Mayor John Tecklenburg, in the studio with us for a few more minutes, so we want to take advantage of him being here and talk about stuff. We just had a text message come in at 843-225-1055 saying, Mayor Tecklenburg, you check all the boxes for this listener, and they look forward to supporting you, but they disagree with your support for the completion of 526. They don't think it will ever be built. I'm just curious to get your take on that, because I'm a huge supporter of completing that road. And what's your take on it?
Well, I would respectfully disagree. The project is alive again. If you go to the SCDOT site, you can actually click on it, and they'll give you a status update. They're buying the rest of the required property. They're doing the engineering work. So the project is alive. I was there at the SIB board time after time when the chips were down supporting this project. There's no silver bullet to relieving congestion in the Charleston area, particularly West Ashley, Johns Island, and James Island. But the closest thing we have to a silver bullet is completing, not extending, but completing 526. It was originally planned to be a loop all the way around our metro area, and it needs to be completed to provide that connectivity. And it's not just for cars and trucks. We're going to have a remarkable bike and pedestrian lane that goes along with the completion of 526. It'll also provide a lane for the ability of our low country rapid transit to be able to get around. It's going to be a road-based system. So we need the roads for the low country rapid transit long-term to be successful. There are so many good reasons to complete 526, and I fully support it. When we had a resolution, though, I do want to share with you, in front of city council 2 years ago when the chips were down and we were trying to show the state how supportive we were of 526. Councilmember Seekings voted against it.
Let me ask you also about West Ashley, because I know that's been a focus when you ran 4 years ago about the people of West Ashley sometimes feeling that they're neglected. There's so much focus on the peninsula. Your opponent, Mr. Seekings, had said that look around and what's changed in West Ashley over the last 4 years, and he thinks that we can do better. Just speak to the people of West Ashley about what it is that you'd like to do and what have you done in the last 4 years.
Well, first, we set the agendas, we set the stage, we set the plan, we engaged with thousands of our citizens, West Ashley. They came together numerous meetings, and we developed plan with West Ashley, a blueprint for its future, not something to happen overnight, but over time, that addresses everything from retail and job creation to drainage and park development. We had a meeting just night before last of the West Ashley Revitalization Commission, and all the things that both the city and the county are doing to provide and improve our park system, for example, just one example. It's really amazing. Great things are coming as a result of this plan and this increased focus on West Ashley. It's so well deserved. It's such a beautiful part of the city. I'm the first mayor of Charleston ever to be elected that lives West Ashley. I'm so proud of this part of the city and all we're doing. It Rome wasn't built in a day, folks, but we're working on it.
And finally, I had an emailer email me, richard@radioofcharleston.com is my email address. They had talked about the taxes and how to deal with all of the things that are on the table, how to pay for it. And with taxes, I know one of the things that you mentioned, and this is what the emailer had mentioned, is the AAA bond rating. Some people were saying that happened in 2014 prior to your arrival, but that you were trying to take credit for it, and that how do you pay for all these ideas and things that we need?
Right. So, yes, we've had a AAA credit rating for a little while, thanks to Mayor Riley. And what we've done in the last 4 years is add to our reserves. We have the highest dollar reserves of any time in the city's history. In addition, with all this concern by the bond agencies about sea level rise and extreme weather, they've actually noted our efforts at resiliency, hiring a chief resiliency officer for the first time, coming up with a comprehensive strategy for flooding and sea level rise. Otherwise, our bond rating would have been detracted, but we've been able to uphold that, add to our reserves, maintain the AAA rating, and we're as in good credit standing and financial shape as any city in America.
Well, Mayor, I appreciate you coming up there this morning and being a West Ashley resident and just stopping by. And Mayor Tecklenburg and I have been talking off the air about music and piano, and he was looking through our CDs here in the studio of the bridge. And so we're going to play a song for him here as he exits. And thank you for coming in here, and best of luck on Tuesday in the runoff.
God bless.
I really appreciate it. So best of luck
really
to you.
Really enjoyed being with you.
No,
this
great,
fun.
Great.
Oh, well, I'll be back.
Great to have and we look forward to conversations down the road with Charleston Mayor John Tecklenburg. And we were looking through the CDs in the studio, and he found one, and it was the Beatles. So why can we not do that here on 105.5 The Bridge? Enjoy.